Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Soita, in this section of Mishnayos called Nashim, laws that deal with women and marriages. Just a small introduction to Maseches Soita. The laws of the Soita, the concept of Soita, the wayward wife, are in Parshas Nasai, in the book of Bamidbar. And the basic structure of a Soita is the following. A man who suspects that his wife is not being faithful, he's a specter of infidelity. So the halacha is, there are two prerequisites necessary to do something. Number one is kinui, which means to say warning. He has to warn her, do not go into seclusion with this particular person. And secondly, there has to be stira. Stira is that the woman doesn't listen to him, ignores him, and does go into a secluded area for a long enough time that perhaps she committed a forbidden act. That's considered kinui and stira. If the woman violates both, it means that she's warned and she doesn't take the warning and she goes into a secluded area, then he brings his wife up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple in Yerushalayim, and they give her a special drink. We'll learn more about this drink, but it has Hashem's name in it, and she drinks it. And it checks her if she's actually guilty or not. If she's guilty, she dies a horrific and grotesque death where she implodes. And if she's innocent, she receives blessings for children, for easy birth, etc., etc., and she's permitted to remain married to her husband. So here the Mishnah begins with the idea of kinoi and stira, of warning, and then also testimony that she went into a secluded area with someone. Says the Mishnah, Hamekane li'ishtoi, one who warns his wife that she should not be found secluded in a secluded area, she shouldn't be in a private area with a particular fellow. Reb Lezer, Imer Mekane la'pishnai, there has to be two witnesses. That means he has to warn his wife in front of two witnesses, and if not, it doesn't work. Umashke al-piyed echad, and he gives her to drink. In other words, if afterwards she went into a secluded area, after she had already been warned by two people, then he can give her to drink the water. That means the stira works. Al pi edach, and even if there's just one witness, that works. Ay al pi atzmai, or says the Mishnah, even if he himself, I mean, even if the husband himself comes and says, listen, I have witnesses that I warned my wife, and then I saw her myself go into a secluded area with this particular fellow, the halacha is that that's sufficient, and now he can bring her up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would give her to drink this particular potion. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yeshua says, Mekana la pishnayim, the warning has to be done with two witnesses, umashka pishnayim. Similarly, she only gets drunk, given to drink, if there's two, which means to say you need two witnesses for both the warning and also to say that she went into seclusion, and if not, she's not considered a saita. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua only argue about kinoi and stira, that means to say the aspect of warning or saying you saw her go into a secluded area. But when it comes to tuma, let's say somebody actually saw her, caught her in the act of infidelity with another person, then even eid echad, even one witness, will be sufficient, and she would be prohibited to marry her husband, and she would not drink the mayim hamarim, she does not drink the special potion, because it's considered established that she already was accused of infidelity. She won't be put to death, like the normal punishment for adultery, because you need two witnesses, but it's enough to establish the fact, at least to that level. Wishing you a wonderful, fantastic day, and a great upcoming week, and I'm so glad that we're on for yet another leg of this fantastic journey through Mishnayos.